Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio. As we're already thinking about spring sports, even as the boys qualified for the state basketball tournament, track and field has been underway. Both boys and girls have been practicing, mostly outdoors, but we're talking indoors today as we preview the 2024 season here with three of the senior leaders, J.C. Trine, Tess Paulson, and Macy Schrader. J.C., I'll start with you. The last time we were talking track and field, we were at the Blue Oval, and now here we are again getting ready for another 2.5 month sprint towards that event. First of all, what does it mean to be back with this group of girls again and have so many returners?
It's amazing. I'm so glad it's not done yet. I'm so glad we still have our senior season because I think we have a lot left to accomplish and look forward to. But yeah, we have a lot of freshmen incoming and we have a lot of returners. So I think we're set up for a good season.
Well, and Tess, obviously a lot of excitement last year with in terms of just overall team, not counting state, a lot of great results at conference and throughout the season. How exciting is it to be coming off of such a strong year? And what's it like with this group of girls knowing so many of them were a contributing part of that?
It's really exciting just knowing that we have that momentum from last year going into this year and going in it with some of the same girls as last year and as well as the new ones. It's pretty exciting to get to see what we have this season.
Well, Macy, that also comes after so many of you in the distance crew were members of the cross country championship as well, back to back. Just in terms of confidence and where you guys are as a whole, whether it's a unit or as a team, what is that confidence like and what does that kind of experience and pedigree give you going into races knowing that, hey, we've had a lot of success already?
Yeah, knowing that we've had success and knowing our background, I believe, gives us some good confidence. Confidence that we need just to know that we can perform well. I know that our 4x8 has a lot of wishes for this season, and we're just going to use that confidence to just come out with the goals that we are wanting.
Well, JC, you come off of, I believe, three seasons in a row of at least three events and certainly four events, the back-to-back seasons of qualifying. All have come in that 200, 400 range, and there's a lot of talent there, too, including your sister who's coming on as a sprinter. How excited are you to see some of these fast girls kind of get it all together again, knowing there was so much success in the 4x4 last year and the distance medley, sprint medley, and so on?
Yeah, it's definitely a competition within the girls, too, on the team, which is good. It's a good thing. But, yeah, we're looking forward to our 4x4 sprint men, all those middle distance and short sprints, too. And it'll be fun to run with my sister, Camry, too.
Well, Tess, you were an individual qualifier last year, and there's so many distance girls coming back, obviously, from cross country as well. How excited are you to be back on the track with those girls pushing each other? There's a ton of competition because there's only a few spots in the 3,000 and 1,500.
It's really exciting just to have those people there. Instead of having to push myself, I have people there to push me along as well as I'm helping push others. And it's just exciting that we get to have so many people there together.
Well, and Macy, especially now as a leader on this team, not only are your individual events here really, really good, but so are so many on the others on the team. And as all three of you have alluded to, there's a lot of freshmen as well. How have you tried to integrate some of the new faces in when there is already so many good people here? And how are you trying to build them up too, knowing that it's a long season and that you're going to need them to contribute at different meets?
Yeah, I just like to stay encouraging with all the girls. And like, especially with you and I coming up, we just got to keep in mind that you and I is not our end goal. So the younger girls that are coming with us, I'm really excited to see how they can do, just because we got some sprinters coming, we got some mid-distance coming, so it's really exciting to see what they can do, and I just want them to keep in mind that you and I is at the end goal and that there's a lot of season there.
We're here with three of the seniors of the Pella Girls Track and Field team. They're coming off of a third-place finish a year ago, multiple state qualifiers, including all three of you here in the room, and obviously some high expectations coming into this year. And then, so, JC, thinking about that, you have some events already cooking up here before spring break, going into spring break. Obviously, you don't typically have the entire team for those because of various other things going on, whether it's sports or spring break or whatever. But how excited are you to get just back on the track, even if it is indoors? And how do these kind of help you tune up for the outdoor season?
Yeah, indoor season definitely, I would say, is almost like, it's almost like practice meets. I mean, it's not. It still matters what we are running, but it's like Macy said, it's not the end goal. We're looking long term too, but it's definitely good to get back on the track and back in the blocks and back on, you know, with our spikes and stuff. So yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Well, and Tess, how does this help you kind of learn about your competition? Obviously, you run a lot against a lot of these girls across country or even last year, but when you go to even some of these indoor meets, how do you kind of use that as a learning mechanism, knowing that mostly it's about what you're doing yourself on the track, but what's it like just to even learn about, hey, we know who's out there now, right? Like if you see ADM or Solon or some of these teams at these meets.
It just helps us, like, prepare for outdoor meets because it's like getting to see what they can do as well as seeing what we can do. So getting to see that before we get to the outdoor season is really helpful to prepare for what we can do later in the season.
When you say prepare for outdoor season, you've had so many outdoor practices already that you maybe mm-hmm. already had a feel of it. Macy, how has it helped just to be outside already and have wind when you're trying to practice a handoff or whatever it is? And how is it, especially for some of these newcomers, how good is it for them to have some actual outdoor experience already?
I'm so glad that we've been able to get outside. I mean, Coach Rass is talking about how February we usually don't get to go outside. And so it's just been great to be able to run in this weather. Being able to run at the wind, that's definitely a struggle and definitely something I have not been used to lately because I've been in the wrestling room. But, Lizzie and I talked that running in the wind was definitely hard. We had a workout where we had to try and keep splits and trying to keep pace, and that was really hard. And then I remember the other day we had some girls trying to do some handoffs, and we had to try and help them watch and time it right with the wind and the cold. So this is a bit hard, but I think it's a great learning experience, especially for the younger girls, because now they'll have a feel for it, and it'll make it even easier indoors. So I'm really excited.
So we're talking with the seniors before they kick off their competition season, and then when they do, that's a lot, about 2 to 3 weeks of meet, depending on the week. So let's talk goals then. Obviously, all of you have been to state before. All of you were a big part of the trophy-winning team a season ago, and I'm sure that the expectations from that aspect are higher. But what are just goals overall? It could be that or anything. What are some of your goals heading into your final season?
I think for our team, I think, state goals have always been important to get people qualified in as many events as possible and to represent Pella and represent the Dutch. But I think definitely top five is very, very doable, and top three is also a good goal that we could have for our team.
Like JC said, basically just seeing that we can get to that top five or even top three is a really attainable goal, like she said, and just looking to the big picture.
I'll speak a little bit more on the mid-distance side. Our 4x8 last year was very close to Drake, and so our 4x8 definitely has some high standards for us this year. I mean, we'll definitely be reaching for that. We also like to keep our goals realistic, so we're not going to try and get our heads all blown up. But it would be fun to qualify for that if possible. And our 4x8 and 4x4 would also love to go to state again. We had such a great run last year. I know our 4x8 definitely has higher expectations for state this year. So we'll see how that goes, and I'm just really excited for how all of our relays can turn out.
Should be a whole lot of fun. Again, kicking off with the indoor season, it's the Pella Girls Track and Field Team who will be kicking that off and then going outdoors at the end of the month. Congratulations on all the hard work you've already put in. Looking forward to seeing you trackside, getting some photos and all the above, and hopefully we're all seeing each other nice and warm in mid-May. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.